Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Smith. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Whit Wyatt. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Wyatt moves to second. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky strikes out. 1 out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 1 in the game. Solters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Hill steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Pitlock moves to second. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wyatt bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Brucker moves to second. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Ace Parker. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Brucker moves to third. Two outs. John Croner now playing second base. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Warren Houston now playing shortstop. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. Finney catches it and steps on first to double up Averill. 2 outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Earl Brucker. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Warren Houston. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.